Hussein Abbas, Shu Falk. Okay. This packet is about Yichud Barayas, which is somewhat connected here in the Inyanim of Yichud with Nida. We'll have a separate thing with that. So the Torah says in Parshas Reiki Sischa, Achicha, Benimecha, Vincha, Vitcha, O Eishes, Ekecha, Orecha, Asher, Kedavshecha, Besei, Seleimor, Nocha, Benavda, Elohim, Akarim, Mashel, Vedadata, Dalosecha. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, discusses the issue of Yichud. On page 5 of Pamet Beis. So the Torah says, "Lisyachet adam imimo vimbito." V'yashen imam mikir basa. So you could have yichud with your mother, your daughter, and you can even sleep bekir basar. V'yashin imam bekir basar, v'migdilu that's Rashi says when they're ketanim. V'migdilu then you could still sleep with them, but so as much as that, we don't obviously do these things because we're in the door parts, and it's just you know, so no one would be considered proper to sleep, you know, the kir of basar with a child, and also even biksuso. So no one would do this to Bisman Azeh, and it wouldn't be considered a proper thing. But the technical halacha is that it would be mutter. Like Tana, even Bekir Basar means without clothing on, and with a gedola with clothing on. Menami Milam Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shmuel Remez V'Yichud Ma'atar Minayin Shenema Yiki Sischa Achicha Beni Mecha. He bet a Macy's, bet a Macy's, and Wolcha Ben Misiachin in Muno. He sees Kachich Ben Imecha, so the Gemara makes the drasha that the Ben is Misiachin in Mimo. That's the only half of Ben Imimo, Vasu Vishyachin in Kol Arai Shabbat Torah. And the Shechel would quote the Tzvi Yeshua here. He explains what's going on. Now the Milah Rav Yochanan on page 3. Remez Yichud Ma'atar Minayin Shenema Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. Chora Al Chol Aroi Yishtomim Lo Azeh Amar Malchi Yizai Yechshav Ini Zeh Remez Doshu De Ben Imcha Ini Yichud Ben Imimo. What does Ben, what does the Pasuk have to do? The Pasuk says, what's the Pasuk part of the Pasuk is that your brother from the same mother comes to try to get you to be only in Avodah Zarah. So Chor Chol Aroi Yishtoimim Muzaman Chizar Nechshav Inyo Zeh HaRemez Drosha D'Ben Imcha in Yichud in Benimimo. What does Benimimo have to do with Benimecha? Benimecha means the son from your brother. You see, Hachicha Achicha ben Imecha. So what does that have to do with the father and the son? Amati Dika Yafus Yicha Mehecha Lavi Reisha Dikra Ben Imecha Alam Nikula Dikra Kisizcha Dikiv Pei Orecha Asher Kenafshecha Beseser Peish Rashi Shedibir HaKosu Behove Shein HaSosa Elo Beseser. Right, the pasuk is usually when a person tries to get something to worship of Avodah Zarah, he takes him into a private room and he discusses it with him. So gives you all these cases of achicha beni mecha. Says achicha beni mecha or bincha bitcha. Doesn't say achicha or achoscha. Hafraka da also v'siachin mechoso. What didn't call a rias? Shavachi lo chayef who asos the b'seitzer of hanuk d'siv abas mitzvah v'siachin mevia. Saying even though he's telling you to worship Avodah Zarah, but the yichud they're not going to violate. So, Yichud is not going to violate. So, Hanukh Nasivin, the Abbas, the Teres, the Siach, and the Mavir. In other words, Vimkein hu adin echad mishpat echalem, and we call Malcolm came into Amin Benal Luxi Behedder, Nikolai Vimisma Harem is Baal with the Ben Nimcha. So he says, Shavachi Loshak Bahu Hasasa Beseser, Albhanak Besivi, the Abbas Mutas, the Siachim Minavia. So Bitcha, so he says, the Iker Remes is that says, Bitcha, Bitcha. So those are the ones that you're having yichud with. So those are the ones that this parsha is going to be talking about. So Ramaz, the Ben Imcha. Okay, so whatever it is, that's the remnant. So Arayos is, you can't have Yichud with Arayos except for Av, Invito, and Amin Benoch. So then the So if you look in the Rush on page 7 in the second column, says Ebrei Yudam Rav Asim Misiachen Adam in Chosov Da Imimo in Vito. Tishner. Zecher Adam im Achoso, Vada im Imo in Bito. Tumisa Kamil Shmuel, and we also be Sachin, we call Arayah Shabbat Torah. So that's what he says from Rav Asi, that you can have Yichud with your sister, but you can even live B'kviyas with your mother. In other words, but you can't live B'kviyas, you can't have an apartment with your sister, even though Yichud's mutter. But there's another halacha of living b'kviyas. So that's what the Rabbeinu Yerucham says here on page 8. That's what we're doing. Well, the prokim mutter, the siachim kol arayis, akrovus. The achosim do dosu fiyotivet. They say a chiluk between yichud for a couple of minutes. Diras is having a living together. The imam is mutter totally. But the other ones are probably mutter with Sachin for a right of Clovis. But also with the dose of Yosef. So if you look in when the Rambam quotes this halacha on page 11, he says that also with Yachin in Ma'erva, Saint Kena, Saint Yehuda, the governors are going to go on the server. Kutna aiming benova avin vito, baba in Mishto Nida. So he says that it's also v'siached with Arias. Kutz v'ha'em in b'no v'av in b'ito. V'ba'um ishtonida. So the three that are mutter is father, the mother, and the son and the mother, the father and the daughter, and the husband and the wife. And then by Ishtonida, it's mutter only after Bir Rishona. Rav David Feinstein once told me that he thought that once the couple tries to have Bir, even though they weren't successful right away, that's good enough to consider it Ki'ilu as Bir Rishona. Because you have sometimes you have couples that are not able to consummate the marriage for 5, 6, 7, 8 months. So you're not going to ask them the yichud. I mean, some people would say the chanami should be also be yichud. But as long as they try, that's good enough to be matir. They already were together with Kirav Basar, and they tried, even though they weren't successful. That takes away the Issa Yichud. So if you look at the Tosfos HaRosh here on page 12, what does the Rambam say?
It says
right. He doesn't speak about what the din is of Achoso. Also, he's Achim Erev. So it's mashma that the pashim shah is mashma that it's osir, right? Osir is yachim erevim and arayis. Any arayis is osir. Right? So it was this distinction we saw in the Rosh and the Rabbeinu Yerucham that the shah arayis osir is yachid, that's the lodger. In other words, we saw the Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Rosh, that make a distinction between to live bekvias, to have an apartment with your sister. Mm-hmm. Say you want to have an apartment. They both are in the city. They're both out of towners, so they'll take an apartment together. A brother and a sister in the city. They'll take an apartment together. So that they're not allowed to do. Yeah, so... that they shouldn't do. But Yichud alone, but the Rambam, you don't see, has such a distinction. So the Pashup Shag, like Shlomo was saying, that it would be even in Nisa Yichud, right? With the Rambam, the only one the Rambam is matir is the father, son, mother, daughter, even father, daughter, mother, son, etc. See, but in the Gemara, see, what does the Gemara say on pay Aleph on the days? Yachad amim imo, rak yachad amim achoso. Zayim imo vibito. So they have that whole sugi over there of achoso. But the Rambam doesn't say, he doesn't quote that. That's the yachad amim imachoso. The Tosa Rosh says, by Mishyachan Adam in Mechoso on page 12, says, the Lord Migri Yitzahara Bekrobus Mianche Knesset Hagdolah Ve'elach. So they say, the Anche Knesset Hagdolah, the Gemara says, they shechted the Yitzahara for Gil Arias. So Mamela, that's why you could be Mishyachan in Mechoso. So he says, "Tei mehechach rina yuzi yuchad b'dorais and hashek zas gadol ve'elach." It sounds very sounds a little strange. There's an iser yuchad v'arayis, and then hashek zas gadol, did away with it. I mean, they did away with the yitzhara. So,
nir l'aram chana d'haynu tar mishum imam mutul l'chatchil yisyachad imam shem duchim ben imcha v'imam afil kolam.
So he says, when it comes to a parent, that was before the Anshe, that's already in the Chumash that it's Mutter. So there was never a Yetzihara for a parent. So then, there was never a Yetzihara. But he says that what? That, so for a parent, you could even live the Kviyas with a parent. Say a son and a mother are living together in the same house, the same apartment, bekvias. Somehow there's no father, there's no other siblings, etc. So he says that's mutter because there was never yetzahara. But achoso there was an yetzahara for achoso. It's just the answer is hekdas hakadolah removed it. So then lagabe yichud were mekel, but lagabe Dira Bekvias v'machmir. So that's how the Moshe has a similar idea, but the Tosas Harosh said it. Came to the chiluk between never having a Yetzihara, that's the pasuk in Rei, that ki sisa chich meri mecha bincha, the av mesiachen in bito. So we have a beferish a pasuk that av mesiachen in bito. So there was never by Achoso, that's part of the Gemara that says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu that they should bevatal the Yetzihara for Arayis. So then, since that was already there originally, so that's a little bit different. So that's the explanation of the Toshus Harosh. So. 1 second. Yeah, what do you think?
So, like, Masha condition even be any Yitzhak for the Akhoso also, like, no one Mi'imo, just because it didn't go that far, just because.
Yeah, they didn't want to. In other words, since.
Well, so the Shash is really not there the same way Emo is not there. They just didn't want
to. Yeah, but since it was there originally, and they just got rid of it, so they feel that maybe something is still there at a minimal level.
I mean, there's a Shash for some level type.
Yeah, so therefore, you can't do it Bekvias. But even in Bikvias, there's still Choshesh. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch on page 16. It says also Lizyached in Erva Me'arash Ben's Kein Me'inola Tuts Me'emin Benach Rav Yitzchak. So that's he quotes the Rambam. But what about Achosu? Like Shlomo said, Achosu is not in the Rambam, so it's not in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Kalkas Mechaikik says, like the Safdiv Simchel Zeizem, Sitkan Tesu, Rav Kedushan Am Ravasi, in Elo Hitir Achil Dira Bekvias. In Achoso Hitir Yichud Aroi. Just Harosh the Halach of Ravasi, and the Kumokom, the Halach is like Ravasi. Kumokom Lachle Kamo Lebrach of Hepas of Mekitzer Piske Harosh. So it says a machlit. So if you look here, the Kitzur Piske Harosh. That's on page 7. This is just the first page of the Kitzur Piske Harosh. It's probably on the. Do you have a Gemara Kedushin here? Yeah. Shulchan Aruch is just quoting the Rambam. So if he's just quoting the Rambam, that means that you can't even have yichud with your sister. Okay, that's what the Shlomo says. So yeah, it's a Piske Rosh. Here we go. Butu Yisachev. Ro Yisachev Adam Shtei Nashim, right? Malkim Ar Yichud. Kaila be'ir, ish to imo mutu siachel, mut siachel adam chosul fi shah, v'dar afilu bekeva im imo. Machan shalim shum shum erba afilu im behemet avol abracha. Yeah, so that's the Kiske Piske Rosh says that gives this whole sheet of the that we have from the Rosh and the Rebbei Rucham makes this chiluk that yichud is mutter just. Dira Bekvias is Asa. So the Shulchan Aruch is more machmir. He's saying the Yichud is Asa. And the Kalkas M'choikik is is more makel. And the Beis Shmuel he quotes Rav Asi, Mutul Yisyachin Imachoso, and he quotes the Rosh, Loch Rav Asi. But he says, so why did the Rambam not paskin like this? Lama Rambam Vatur Shmitu, Vevshur the Sfila Davka of the Loch Rav Asi. But not the polygam Shmuel, yeah, because see, if you look back on here, it says that Amar Yuda, Amar Ravasi, Mishachanam, Mikos Daimoy, Yamar Kamei, Shmuel, also Mishachanim, Kola Raisha, Batorah, Tivum Behema. So it says that maybe we do follow Ravasi. So which part is he saying? He's saying that maybe the Vasi Yom Mutu of Siachinim Machoso, if he shav, da yim yim o bekvias. And the Rosh says, Halach Ravasi. So the question is, why the Rambam, so the Pashas is the Rambam that doesn't hold from Ravasi, Bechlal. He's saying, no, Efsha, that, so which part is he saying? So he wants to say differently. Efshar the Sfila Avakav Halach Ravasi, the mother polygam Shmuel, that what? That Yichud is Mutter. Aval Masha Hosif Al Masnisin Leisil Chasakavase. Ye Masnisin Lotana El Yichud Imimo. So that, what would that mean? Yeah.
It means that the part of the emo, the Dharmic
Fias,
that
would
couple
to Ravasi.
The Akoso part.
So they say, really? We pass like Ravasi the what?
Yeah,
it's
Mutter, that Mutter loved, or that when they work on the mission, it says, the Akoso other than emo, and in Vito, that means Pekvias, even Pekvias.
Right.
So that's what we're passing Ravasi for, that carries for the mission. But the extra part of Ahoso, which Ravasi just adds on, maybe like from even before, that part we don't.
Right, but we do paskin that you could do it with emo, even
Bekvias. The mission said exactly, other than emo, that meant that people Bekvias.
That was his Kiddush.
That was Ravasi's Kiddush. That was his Mitzyafi. On Tamil days, it means a few little, not just Mitzyafi, it means dark.
So in other words, dar im imo v'imbito, that's his chiddush. But m'siachet adam im achoso, not. So that's he's adding on. Mishra's always saying imo. So imo is saying imo even to live together. Even to take an apartment together. But achoso is taka asr. Everything. Which is, but either way, it comes out that either Achoso is an Issa Yichud with Achoso, or Lev Bekvias Bachoso The question is, what about living bekvias but with other people there? Is that called living b'chosel? Is achosel a separate, the din of dar, is that only if you have the halachas of yichud violated? What if you have a couple of people there?
Why should achosel be worse than something else?
No, usually it means, well, no, but if the parents are living there.
Yeah, I'm saying there's other people there. Yes.
But Achoso, so it's a kula. In other words, a Pashup Shad and Shulchan Aruch, Achoso is even an Isser Yichud. That's a big chumrah. That means if the parents, they go away on vacation, and there's a brother and sister at home, according to the Pashup Shad and Shulchan Aruch, that would be Aser. They go to Florida for a winter break vacation, and they go someplace, they go to town for a wedding. So Al-Karcha, the minig is to be mako on that. So that's how became the Iker Halacha, is that it's mutter. Not like the Shulchan Aruch, that we matir yichud with a choso. But then the other part, that Al-Karcha is that we should ask her. Rav David Feinstein once said that maybe a lot of people are not knowing that way, to be makel on the dar also. There was a story with somebody who lost their parents in a car crash, and only left was the two sons and a daughter. And the question was, were they allowed to live now in the apartment together, two sons and a daughter? So her...
Might
not be
what?
Two sons.
The fact that two sons and a daughter might be a...
No, because at night you need two shomrim. So there's only one shomrim.
Right.
So there was a certain family member that was concerned with this yichud of Darba, but now they're being Darba Kvias. So I figured they were living in the Lower East Side. I said they should go to Rav David and let him paskin, so this way no one... And I spoke to Rabbi Fischelis, and that's Rav David's son-in-law, and he said, he went to Rav David, and he said, no. He says the people are not to be make all of this. I don't know where exactly that comes from, but Lemaise, he was matzer for them to, then... It's not a simple matter. But the simple pshat is that the minister to be dar b'kvis. The Imre Yosher Meir Arik, he has a tshuva about this. Ach, v'ashay losu ba'ach v'achosu shenosu be'ezim mokam v'chitzu l'rfuah. They're going for some place for rfuah, like some type of spa for rfuah. Page 17. M'tar b'yos shom b'cheder echad. Evil b'div rabbi shvuah shakosu b'yachel m'chosu l'fishah. But evil m'loshun rashi. Siachin mechosel l'prokim, but lo yoder ima. Mashi mechosel shayna bekeva, rakalei zi yom mepachos mi labid yom, shari. So that's the sheet of the Beis Shmuel, the sheet of the Chalkis and Chokis. That is no Yisr Yichud. So that's what he's assuming. Look at the mutter of Yachin in the house after much as man. So Moshe has the tshuva here on page 19. So he says, yeah, page 19 on the left side, left fourth column. A kapar lorak leimo vito leki yitzuk kal meitzur tevu shabar shemishbar shafma nov el afla chosu b'chos aviv plus imo shemitzar inshik anshik nesek dola nami hu gam kuliyal inshik afma nochim shulchei leki yitzur yichur and gam pagei mecha the leki yitzur lulu the crows inside achusa. Achum zor bekviyas ye asur. And then he says, that's the svara that one was. So he has this svara that the same svara of the Tosas Harash, I think Rav Moshe was mechaben on his own. He writes here in the middle, in the third column. He says, a few Amar Vasi, the first one was Amar Vasi, the third column. The Da'i Imimo being Bito, a few Diras Keva, a few Mishum Shiyodu, Shulek Mitzah Hateva, the Etzim, Shum Taiva, Labas. Shulachelo Shaykh Le'asar Af Dir Bekvias. Amar Bechoso, Afshe Gamke Leka Taiva, Eidzim Etzim Tzara Bria, Alam Mitzah Anshe Knesset Gdola. They destroyed it. Sas Taiva Le'inshi, Afshe Eino Tokif Kolkach. Afshe Tziach Le'am, Yishum Le'vayisech, Le'am Mutter, so that's the word. But this word that Rav Moshe said on his own is the Beferish in the Tosfos HaRosh. So by Gerim, you're not related anymore. But the question is, so maybe the question is whether that's part of the natural thing, that there's no Af Benochim, that's his work. Okay, so then the Moshe has a chiddush on page 20. He says, "Rabbi Tamla, but he says from Rabbi Mordechai Tamla, she yichodim ima uvita, im ima ubas bita ubas bina, pasha shalake iser." In other words, if you have, say there's a mother and a daughter in the house. And then someone else wants to stay there. Or a grandmother and a granddaughter. So usually that would be usher. If you have a man with two women, it's usher. But he says that that won't apply to if the two women are a mother and a daughter or a grandmother and a daughter. What? Page 20 in the fourth column. And why should that be? There's no... Why should that be? It's a chiddush. Because the maisa, the other person who's there is a stranger. Right, so then the voices between the mother and the daughter. The question is, if the stomach that means by yom, I don't know, does it mean by Laila? To sleep, I don't know if it means by Laila. By yom, so we were assuming, usually we assume Noshim died to Kalos, and then he'll be able to befatah both of them, and then no one will tell on the other one because they're embarrassed that they themselves did it. Like Rabbi Tag was saying, but there'll be too much boshes for a mother to do it in front of her mother, etc. So by yom, if the two women are a mother and a daughter, and then some guy comes in and stays in the house with them, so at least by yom I can understand. By Laila, there's the hashash that one of them falls asleep. So I don't know if that would, that would be mutter to have them sleep over. Say they have a mother and a daughter, and then another fellow who's engaged. Usually people sleep someplace else, but say he's going to sleep there. So would that... And then he quotes here the other Chiddush of Rabbi Moshe. In Samach Aleph here, Sviyo Hekim Udim Demutu Yisachin Im Ochos Oviv. Yeah, so in other words, if you want to sleep over in the same deal with your mother-in-law. So if you're saying the Anshei Knesset Hagdola Levatel the Yetzihara, so then it should be okay. You can't take an apartment with your mother-in-law. But Moshe is Mechadish, the Anshei Knesset Hagdola Mevatel Yetzihara for Gila Raya's only for blood relatives. So the Mela, if a person has to stay over by his mother-in-law, and say the father-in-law is away, and his wife is away, whatever, so now they're away, it's from him and his mother-in-law. So So you have to be nizer on your mother-in-law. So why you have to be nizer? So he says, you see from there that the fact that Gemara says you have to be nizer. Why you have to be nizer? There's no yitzhar. The answer is so. Moshe is mechadish. The answer to that Gemara must be that the answer is that says gedola only yitzhar for our eyes is only blood relatives. But he says, he calls from Rashi, Sanhedrin, that even Krom is only the Kedusha. Because Rashi is Medayik, from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Mevatel Yitzhar, Rashi says, Imo Achoso. But still, Eishes Ishin need is Aser. So why does it say Kaloso is is our said mashma the chola krova sahani after krova shol kedushin. Okay, so the question is whether you could. Here's a diagram of the. Okay, but that's an interesting nakuda. Then he quotes the Rabbeinu Ruchem says a chamosa is mutter, but he says it's probably a tov sofer. It shouldn't say chamosa, it should say achoso. And that's the, let's see if we have the Rabbeinu Ruchem. It says, we have the achoso is odosa. The gears of Hamosa. It says, yeah, Mesiach and Adam in Hamosa. You see, the battle. So that could maybe be a toast offer. Let's just say, Achosa, not Hamosa. Okay, so these are. These are some of the inyanim of, yeah.
Have you mentioned before, the difference between day and night about shomrim?
Yeah. Shomrim rat, you need two shomrim balayla, right? So by yom, is one shomer is good enough. So if you have two men and a woman, so by yom, you have two men, so each man is a shomer for the other man. But Balayla, we're afraid that one man will fall asleep and the other man will bezana with the other woman. So then that's us. If you have two shomrim, meaning you have three men, so even if they both fall asleep, so where's the shomer for the third guy? Two, we're saying, oh, Mistama, one of them will wake up in the middle or something like that. But it's only one to be the shomer, and it's at night, and he's fast asleep, then we're afraid there'll be mizana. So at night you need two shomer.
And the
woman that's a question. Nashim Shabbos says Nashim Daitim Kalos, so then you could question if you have a lot of women, maybe it's different, whatever. But
And if one of the men is a carpenter, you mentioned before about if the women were related to each other. What if the men are related to each other, a father, a son? At night, we still say the shasha is, they still need an extra shasha.
Right. Listen, I'm not convinced that Rav Moshe meant that at night. Maybe he only meant it in the daytime. If you have a mother and a daughter, and then they have a chassan, say. And the father's away, and our chassan is there.
It says that if your son was a mother, and there's another woman there who's occupant, then the mother sort of saved them from the tree.
Right.
What about the sister has that?
And
the mother,
yeah, brother and sister.
Brother and sister, and there's another
friend. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know for sure if that's even saying that. Okay. Okay, so Bez Hashem, on Monday, we'll continue to go into the new union. We go now into the trying to say Yomim, the Zayin Nikiyim, and that's the last stretch of the part three of the Nida series.
Husband
and wife are there, then everything is okay. As long as there's a husband and wife in the premises, then it doesn't mean they could be in the same bedroom together, but you know, means the regular din of Ichad, so then it was Baal Ima, so once there's a husband and wife in the house, then you don't have to worry, one person, two, you know, that whole thing, you don't have to worry. So basically, husband and wife are built into Shomer, because Baal will be here, and Ishomer Shomroso. So neither of them will be Mizana, because either the woman won't be Mizana, because Bila is there, Bila be here, in the bedroom. She will, then usually there's no din of Isha be here, but Ishto Imo is also. So once you have two people that won't be Mizana, they can be a shomer for everybody. Because to be a shomer, you have to be somebody who he won't be Mizana at all. There's no chashash that you'll be Mizana. So when this is a husband and wife, there's no chashash that the wife's a Mizana, the husband's right there. There's no chashash. The husband is out of the wife's right there. So then once you have a husband and a wife, a married couple, then that will permit everything. You wouldn't recommend they should be in the same bedroom together or someplace else, but in general, you obviously put people in different rooms, but the fact that there are different genders throughout the house, once there's a husband and wife there, that could be considered too shomrim and be missing even to sleep over.